This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN on this very dark and dreary Wednesday evening in the tri-state. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael Kay.
For over 73 years.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Your ignorance is your problem, not mine.
And I'd like to say good evening to myself.
He's down to get dirty.
I don't even know what I was referring to there. Do you guys remember?
No.
No.
Someone being down to get dirty.
Could be anybody you know.
Could it be Sandy Alderson yesterday digging around in the dirt?
No.
Ballard made a good point about that, by the way, that I hadn't really thought of.
Ballard!
He said there was something perfectly symbolic about watching Baez search for his diamonds after choking away first place and then booing the fans.
Wow.
I mean, there's something kind of funny about that, but... Yeah.
That's always Ballard's top line.
What?
Something kind of funny.
Oh, I said Passan was down to get dirty. Yeah.
That was today, then, obviously. But the fans should thank Baez because all those great new stop signs in Flushing that the taxes paid for. So, right, Bart?
You're really sticking with that.
You know Bart could kill you, right, Don?
Crush.
He could, with one punch, knock my head clean off my neck, right?
And then, like, toss, you know, his lunch. The remnants of his lunch down your neck.
And as and I think he's a classy enough guy that he would still, although in handcuffs, come to my funeral. And then somebody would whisper in his ear, Bart, you know, you were wrong for what you said. It wouldn't make him right.
He, you know, talk about me tripling down, right?
Now, Michael, real quick, can you remind us, when it comes to the Jeff Passan tweet, what David Wall, the guy who came for him, what did his son do?
I don't know. Something with campaign stuff, I think.
Go to his Wikipedia page. It's tremendous reading. Jared is his son's name.
It says proud dad of Jacob.
Jacob, I'm sorry.
Or does that mean there's also Jared, but he's only proud of Jacob?
No, Jacob. You read the Wikipedia.
He's a huge Dodger fan, though.
I mean, Passan responding with, I suppose whatever I have to do is better than what you have to do, which is visit your son in jail. 5,500 retweets, 23,500 likes, almost 2,000 replies.
And silence from... the original
tweet. No, he answered back.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I'll be curious to hear what he had to say.
He said, my son isn't in jail, bleep hole, nor has he ever been. Just more lies and fake news from a guy who specializes in it. Do you want to add another deflammatory blur before you're done, loser? My goodness.
Wow. Deflammatory or defamatory?
Let me see. Maybe I misread it. He said defamatory.
Got it. You added the L.
Yeah. I take the L.
I took it literally. You did.
Just take
Guys,
the L.
Let's start off with something nice. Let's start off with something fun. Let's start off with Good Morning America today and a little surprise when Michael Strahan had Eli Manning on the program.
There's something wrong with everybody here. Yo, everybody. You can't do that to me.
He suspected something. Michael was looking at his card saying, how come I don't have any questions?
Yeah, I'm the only one without a card.
All right, so Michael, you recognize these guys?
I recognize these guys, and I realize what's going on because they would never wear my jersey. There was a reason, because they don't love me that much.
For everyone at home, of course, it's Eli Manning.
Wow.
We have Jesse Armstead and Justin up with us. So, Michael, do you have any idea why your teammates are here today?
I think so. It's a jersey retirement, maybe?
Yes,
maybe
that's it.
I'm a lot smarter than you look.
But I'm a lot smarter than Eli. I'm surprised myself sometimes. But I will tell you this. It wouldn't be possible without these three. They were all very instrumental in my career. And, I know Eli's getting his jersey retired as well. And I carried all three of these guys throughout their careers. This works out perfectly.
Now, can I ring in on that?
Please do.
There's a lot of fake stuff in TV.
Yep.
There's no way the Giants, right, would have set November, 28th, as a day to retire his jersey when the guy has a job on Fox without kind of running it by him. Now, I'm not saying that the players appearing, that wasn't a surprise. You can't tell me that was the first time he knew that they were going to retire number 92. He's been told it. It's been vetted. He's been cleared by Fox to be there. Stop. We're not dumb.
Well, hold on. Michael, that would sound like an interesting take if it even seemed like he was remotely surprised. He didn't even seem remotely surprised.
He was surprised to seeing the three guys. But when they asked him, do you even know what this is about? And yeah, of course he knows what it's about. They asked him, would you be able to be there when we retire your number on November 28th against the Eagles?
That's Michael Kay. I'm used to him already.
So wait a minute. You don't think it's possible that they wanted to make it a surprise, right? And that John Mara can't call Fox and say, we're going to retire Strahan's number on a Sunday.
No way.
Make sure he's not working that day?
No.
No. That doesn't seem plausible to you?
No.
Peter, why?
Because you know he's working, so you know he's not going to have anything else to do. You call Fox and say, can you carve out that day for him? We're going to retire his number, but we want to keep it a secret because we want to announce it on national television.
Well, what if one of his daughters has like some event on that day? Of course he has to run it by him before they announce it. Come on. Let's wake up, everybody.
Michael, I got to tell you, you have been a killjoy at many times in your life. But today's take is such unnecessary killjoying.
Yeah.
You're literally Debbie Downer. I mean, it was a nice little moment. You just ruined
it. I don't deny the three teammates showing up must have been great for him.
I don't know what happened here, Michael, and maybe you're right. That crazy a thought that John Mara couldn't call Fox?
I just told you, but what about Michael's personal life?
And then John Mara can't like reach out to the Strahan family without Michael knowing about it and saying we plan on retiring his number on this date. He's likely working that day on Fox anyway. We've cleared it so he's not working, and that we're going to surprise him. Now, obviously, he's going to have to know before it because he's not going to get on a plane to L.A. and fly and cover those games, but we want to make a presentation on Good Morning America. We want to surprise him. I think it's pretty easy. You reach out to his wife. You reach out to Fox. Done.
Listen, I don't think it's as big a deal as Michael is making out right now. I mean, he's disgusted by the whole thing. Now,
I'm not. I'm happy for Strahan. He deserves to have his number retired.
I, you know what? And I'll tell you this. If he did, in fact, know, then why not do a better job acting like he didn't know what was going on? He should have then.
No,
been like,
I don't think he knew that was going to happen on Good Morning America. But the fact that his number was going to be retired, that was not a surprise to him.
Well, no, he knew it was coming at some point.
Well, that's my point. Let's move on.
He didn't know it was coming this year.
Yes, he did.
Joe Douglas is really happy with Zach Wilson so far. Let's hear from the Jets GM.
He's been everything we've hoped for. Scouting him at BYU. Again, just his passion for the game. The way he soaks up information, his process, his process, his preparation, just the way that he gets ready for practices, and it's been good seeing him download this information, not making the same mistake twice. Obviously, his physical skills jump out. The way he throws the ball, it's just an effortless motion. The way the ball jumps out of his hand. So, he's been everything that we hoped he would be coming out.
All right, let me be Debbie Downer again.
Oh, man.
What do you want him to say? Imagine if the guy was a disappointment and you took him with the second pick of the draft and he goes, oh, wow, this guy is a lot worse than we thought. Of course he's going to say he's great.
Wait, but hold on. Again, I disagree with you. He didn't have to go that far, though. You could go, yeah, things have been great so far, you know. We're excited to get the season started and see what we got with Zach, but so far he's been a great kid. Well, he really went above and beyond
that. Here's the only thing that matters today. Tony Romo was on a conference call for CBS and said Zach Wilson is going to be like Patrick Mahomes. That matters. There's
no
investment there.
He said that last week, too. That's his favorite thing to say. This matters. How dare
you? The guy who selected him, whose job is on the line, actually says, wow, he's really good. And that's supposed to be, wow, he must be really good.
But Peter's right that you got
to. You know, I'm always wrong. You're right.
Can you allow me to finish? I was going to say that you read into what's said. Nobody takes exactly what's said at face value. You read into it. And Peter read into it, and it was a little bit more over the top than your typical, yeah, he's been great. So, and these comments matter because this is the guy that picked him. So we're not going to forget that this was said if he's an awful quarterback. So it was more than just, well, what else is he going to say? It's how he said it, how deep he went into analyzing it that we're talking about here. And that was pretty pure praise.
After the first exhibition or training camp of Ryan Leaf, they probably said the same things. Let's see him play.
No, I agree with that part of it, but they're happy right now. I don't know how much they really – of course you should be happy, because really what else have we got to see? He's played against number twos. It's a training camp. Of course, why would anything happen to make you think that it wasn't the pick? You're judging it all on BYU. We'll find out for real when this thing goes live.
Jets release cornerback Bless Austin today, and they're going to likely start a rookie in his place. Don, how surprised?
Well, you're starting a rookie, right? So this was not the plan. But
Aren't you a little concerned about their secondary, Don? I am.
But I think when you go back to Salah's comments, and maybe Peter can play it, I think they're going into this year not being about wins and losses. It's about developing players. And obviously they saw something that they didn't like long term, so play the rookie that had the better camp, and maybe 3-4 years from now you'll be happy with that decision, because it's not about this year. Everything seems to point that this is going to be a long year of not about wins and losses, just kind of how they look and how they grow.
Here's Salah on releasing Austin.
Very appreciative towards Bless. He's a good young man. It's with the youth that we have at corner and the competition that they've all been able to provide and the growth that they've all been able to have since OTAs and training camp, we're going to give those guys a run and give them an opportunity to compete over this last week and a half and roll with those guys.
You know, Bless Austin is not exactly 100.
25.
Yeah. We're going to go with the young guys. We've got some teenagers.
No, well, that he meant there is actually a bar mitzvah-aged child on the team. How much?
I would argue to say that the people are interested in the game because they're
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
get it together
by playing
there.
It again, Michael. Like,
flush. Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
That's what I meant. Okay.
Well, that's inappropriate. Let's hear from Bill Belichick. Belichick was asked if Cam's vax status impacted him being cut.
Did Cam's vaccination status have anything to do with him being released?
No. I mean, look, you guys keep talking about that. And, you know, I would just point out that I don't know what the number is. I mean, you guys can look it up. You have the access to a lot of information. But the number of players and coaches and staff members that have been infected by COVID in this training camp who have been vaccinated is a pretty high number. So I wouldn't lose sight of that.
Yeah, would you lose sight of the fact, Bill, that they're not in the hospital? Would you lose sight of that?
Yeah, but he's saying, I think he's suggesting that wouldn't be enough reason.
Yeah,
listen,
he's a smart guy. He's never going to admit that that's the reason. Urban Meyer admitted it was the reason, and he got in trouble. Bill Belichick learned from it.
Well, let's hear Urban.
You would be a fool not to take vaccination status into account because of the fact that you will lose games or possibly forfeit games if you have unvaccinated players and there's an outbreak.
He is Debbie Downer today, that's true. Let's hear from Urban Meyer. He was asked if being vaxxed led to roster decisions.
Could you share with us whether a vaccinated versus unvaccinated player had an impact on a roster decision?
It's, everyone was considered. That was part of the production. What's his, you know, let's start talking about this. And then also, is he vaccinated or not? Can I say that that was a decision maker? It was certainly in consideration.
Why wouldn't it be?
Of course it has to be. Has if to there be. Are two people of equal talent and one's vaccinated yes. and the other's not, you're going to take the vaccinated guy.
Well, that would be the smart thing to do with everything that's been implemented by the NFL.
Yep.
By the way, bless Austin, one of the negatives around him, drafted by McCagnan. So you're going to probably lose that face off, right?
Yep.
There's that too. God, that's such a thing in football, feels like.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's hear. I haven't checked this out yet. Garrett Cole talking about a funny exchange with Shohei Ohtani.
You know, next to Margaret Narumi.
Garrett-san, what kind of pitch will you not pitch to Shohei Ohtani tomorrow?
Oh, my. He does not need any more advantage, Margaret, okay? I won't throw him a knuckleball. There you go.
At least he
had fun. How about Margaret calling him Garrett-san?
Love it. I love that whole thing. And he makes a valid point. What does Shohei have, 46 home runs?
42, but thanks for watching.
God, he's captivating.
Peter? I don't find him captivating.
Ohtani.
Oh, he is. Stole home yesterday.
That was a heck of a call by the umpire, too. Because
oh,
boy,
my God, what a call.
That was a tough one. But he can do everything.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
It is weird that two of the most captivating players are on the same team and nobody can watch them and they're not going to go to the playoffs.
42 home runs, 117 hits, batting .260, 90 RBIs.
He's the MVP of the league.
So I guess it worked out for them in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
It's appearing that way at least. All right, guys, let's move on, shall we? If you did not catch the show over the last couple of hours, of course, the big news of the day is that Mets acting GM Zach Scott will not be with the team for their upcoming road trip after he was arrested for an alleged DUI.
And won't be acting as a GM next year either.
No. He was arrested at 4:15 in the morning, Monday night into Tuesday morning in suburban White Plains after attending an event at Mets owner Stephen Cohen's house in Connecticut.
My question is how they'll top it tomorrow.
Yeah, who knows? That'll do it for ENN on this Wednesday, September 1st.
Big fella coming up. We're back again tomorrow at 2. See everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.